I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, Vic, do you think you might have ADHD?
Well, listeners keep emailing me, telling me that they think I do, so probably.
Mind you, listeners also email us saying we talk too much about your mum's feet. So what do they know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I honestly had no idea about the connection between overdrinking and ADHD until we started this podcast.
About 40% of people that have had any sort of drinking issues also apparently have ADHD.
Whenever we chat to ex-drinkers, this comes up more than you'd believe. If you have ADHD or suspect you might, or just want to learn about this link, then we would encourage you to check out the I Have ADHD podcast.
It's the place where adults with ADHD find research-based information, validation, and tons of support.
This is the best way to feel less alone and hear some of the answers to the questions you've been sitting with for too long. You'll hear detailed descriptions of what it means to have ADHD and enjoy interviews with the foremost experts in the industry so that you don't have to read those ADHD books that are collecting dust on your shelf.
Yeah. Listen to the I Have ADHD podcast and learn how ADHD affects every aspect of your life, from the boardroom to the bedroom.
In the podcast, you'll also hear about their ADHD coaching program, which is called Focused. Focused is made up of three pillars: courses, coaching, and community. It is designed to help you build your own self-improvement program and is perfect for the ADHD brain.
And you can get $50 off the course just by using the code SOBER, S-O-B-E-R. So if you're tired of feeling stuck and don't know where to start, listen to the I Have ADHD podcast.
The kettle's boiled, Vic.
Great. Perfect timing. Just a dash of milk for me, please, mate.
Here you go. Shall we get started, then?
Have you ever woken up on a Sunday morning and said, I'm never drinking again, and then found yourself waving 50 bucks at a barman by happy hour?
Are you wondering why everyone else can stop at one, while you head to a dodgy after party with a weird bloke called Disco Dave? If so, it might be time to take a deeper look at your relationship with your reliable social crutch, alcohol.
On each episode, we'll investigate our own dysfunctional dealings with booze and find out if it's possible to stop this deeply ingrained habit before things get too messy.
Yep, we're going to open up a shame shed of humiliating drinking stories to help you understand why waking up from a booze coma each weekend with a kebab sticking out of your top pocket might actually be negatively impacting your health.
Hamish and I are here to delve into what it's like being sober, an unwanted warts and all look into why giving up those cheeky pints or putting down those mummy wines will make you feel happier, help your anxiety and mental health, and turn you into the most sparkly, authentic version of you.
Won't that mean I become boring, though, Vic?
Well, Hamish, we'll just have to wait and see. I'm Victoria Vanstone.
I'm Hamish Adams-Cairns.
And this is Sober Awkward.
We had a little look online, and these are what Healthline, which is quite a good website, are saying are the main long and short-term effects of binge drinking. So we thought we'd go through and sort of have a chat about them. So the first one on here is the heart.
Oh, yes.
You tell us about the heart, Vic. Go on, sound all intelligent.
Heart. Heavy drinking.
Thank
Do I sound
you.
Smart? Yeah. Heavy drinking can cause high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat, and sudden death from heart failure. I mean, yes, sudden death. There you go. I'm sorry if this list sounds a little bit dull and boring, but we do want to shock you here. We do want you to really get in touch with your body and listen to what we've got to say here, because this is the honest truth.
And I am not surprised by that. Just think about waking up in the night with those heart palpitations that you have from drinking a lot.
Yeah.
What was that doing to your heart?
I mean,
it beat out of your chest.
Yeah, it was beating so hard against my chest that I thought it would explode. Can't be good for you.
No, exactly. Kidneys.
Yeah.
The kidney. The human kidney.
Alcohol is a diuretic. I think I pronounced
well
it
done,
right.
Lucy.
I wasn't quite sure. Vic's given me all the really hard words, so I hope nobody texts in and takes
doctor.
A piss out of me.
Yeah. I'm gonna write in and complain.
That's not how you pronounce it. But it's a diuretic and it causes the liver to produce more urine.
Kidney. Not the
kidneys.
Liver.
Yes. The kidneys to produce more urine, which is, in other words, piss.
Yeah. Well done. She got that word right.
This alone, or with vomiting, can lead to dehydration and dangerously low levels of sodium, potassium, and other minerals and salts. And I know from having attempted the keto diet for a while that if you don't have the right electrolytes in your body, you can feel so unwell.
Right. Gosh, yeah. You have to go through it, like your body has to pass through it, does it, to get to that ketosis is what it's called, isn't
That's it? Yeah. And you just have to balance those electrolytes, which is the sodium and the potassium and the salt. And if you don't get it right, you just feel terrible. So that's obviously part of what the hangover is.
Yeah.
And I think we do think about how we're weeing all the time when we drink, and that dehydrates us. But of course, it's all the other things that are leaving our body at the same time that we actually need that are causing all the other problems.
And then, of course, you crave those things the next day, which is why we eat those terrible foods, because we're lacking salt and sugar and all those things. So, I mean, gosh, we're describing ourselves within the human body right here. The human lung.
Your school teacher thing is coming
good.
On
yeah,
again,
it's coming
isn't
on.
It?
Alcohol inhibits the gag reflex, which can lead to vomit, saliva, or other substances entering the human lung. This can cause inflammation or infection in the lungs. Smoking more when drinking is also an issue for the lungs.
Yes, I mean, I didn't smoke in the day at all. Go out and pack it 20 easily in the night.
20 Benson and Hedges. And they were really strong as well, the Benson and Hedges.
Camel.
Yeah.
Camel
Silk Cut
bit.
Were all right. Might get back on them.
I'd have 40 of them.
Bit of menthos. They don't count.
Of course, they're healthy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're healthy. They're fine. They're fine, aren't they?
But often, I think it is the cigarettes that you smoke that make you feel so awful, as well as the alcohol, because of all the chemicals in there.
I'm so glad I don't smoke anymore, because I was so obsessed with it for so many years, and I just feel, thank God I don't smoke. When I smell smoke now, I'm one of those typical anti-smokers, just go, I can't believe I used to do it. I used to smoke a cigarette on my way to work, in my car, in my little Volvo, on my way to Oxford. I used to wind my window down and have a rollie, and I used to stink.
And everything around you, your car would have stunk, everything. Well, we talked about the smoking at the back of the aeroplane. That's still, I can't get my head around the fact that we used to even do that.
But I used to actually go green. I remember looking in my wing mirror and I'd be green and feel sick, but then it would just be like the lead up to the next cigarette.
Weren't you saying that you liked to have that cigarette because it meant that you felt well enough to smoke it after your hangover? You'd actually healed enough to be able to smoke a cigarette.
What a weirdo.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, Vic, do you think you might have ADHD?
Well, listeners keep emailing me, telling me that they think I do, so probably.
Mind you, listeners also email us saying we talk too much about your mum's feet, so what do they know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I honestly had no idea about the connection between overdrinking and ADHD until we started this podcast.
About 40% of people that have had any sort of drinking issues also apparently have ADHD.
Whenever we chat to ex-drinkers, this comes up more than you'd believe. If you have ADHD or suspect you might, or just want to learn about this link, then we would encourage you to check out the I Have ADHD podcast.
It's the place where adults with ADHD find research-based information, validation, and tons of support.
This is the best way to feel less alone and hear some of the answers to the questions you've been sitting with for too long. You'll hear detailed descriptions of what it means to have ADHD and enjoy interviews with the foremost experts in the industry so that you don't have to read those ADHD books that are collecting dust on your shelf.
Yeah. Listen to the I Have ADHD podcast and learn how ADHD affects every aspect of your life, from the boardroom to the bedroom.
In the podcast, you'll also hear about their ADHD coaching program, which is called Focused. Focused is made up of three pillars: courses, coaching, and community. It is designed to help you build your own self-improvement program and is perfect for the ADHD brain.
And you can get $50 off the course just by using the code SOBER, S-O-B-E-R. So if you're tired of feeling stuck and don't know where to start, listen to the I Have ADHD podcast.
What? The pancreas.
The human pancreas.
A single session of heavy alcohol use can lead to dangerously low blood sugar, hypoglycemia, which is something that you have encountered with your diabetes, haven't you, Vic?
Yeah.
To a point.
Yep, the little pancreas is suffering as well. Blood and the immune system. Chronic alcohol can lead to anemia, low platelets, and to a suppressed immune system. I mean, that's your entire body, your immune system, isn't it? It's like everything that's going in is going to affect you. And it means you're, if you've got a low immune system, you're just generally going to feel like shit.
So what's a platelet? Just a baby plate?
Yes, a baby plate. A low platelet is a plate that's low down.
A low baby plate.
Yes, low baby platelets. That's why we are not professionals. It's to do with your blood count. I know that people I know that have had any sort of leukemia, that's to do with your low platelets, and you need a lot more to be well, I think.
Oh, thanks. Layman
terms.
I'll pretend I understood that.
Yes,
and
okay,
move
good.
Swiftly
yes,
on.
Move on.
Bones and muscles. Heavy long-term use of alcohol can interfere with absorption of calcium and bone formation, and this can lead to osteoporosis.
Yeah.
And that's something, isn't it, where if you drink whilst you're pregnant, your child can have a problem with that. I'm sure I've heard that before.
Yep.
So another tip, don't drink while you're pregnant.
Yes, that's a very important tip. And that, in fact, I didn't drink through any of my pregnancies, which I stopped straight away, but I was back on the wagon.
I did, but a very small amount.
Yeah. So don't drink when you're pregnant. It causes all sorts of problems.
And a great opportunity to try out the sober life.
So true. Yeah. I mean, if I hadn't had those three windows of sobriety, I would not be sober now.
You don't think so?
Definitely not. They gave me insight into what life would be like without drinking, and I loved it. Mm. I was functional. I was happy. I didn't feel like shit all the time. You know, I had the obvious, you know, the piles and the swollen feet, a few other ailments that were related to pregnancy rather than alcohol. But yeah, it gives you that perfect window, which we talk about a lot.
And it was easy because you had your excuse. I mean, that's half of the problem of sobriety, is the excuse and the reason that you're not drinking in society. You've got your excuse.
Yeah.
Anyway, we could do a whole new podcast about pregnancy and things like that.
Yeah, we should do one on that. Actually, it'd be a good topic. Brain and the nervous system. Heavy alcohol use increases the risk of stroke and can lead to dementia and impaired balance or coordination. I think that's something to do with stroking cats.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to ask. Yeah, I thought maybe dogs.
Yeah. So, yeah. Risk of stroke.
The risk of stroking a cat or a dog.
Yes. So which will lead to dementia.
But we did touch on that, didn't we, when we were saying our own ailments, you know, impaired balance, you know, impaired eyesight, and just generally that brain fog. So it does make sense.
And again, and it's the nervous system. It's your whole body.
Yeah,
again, it's like, it's not just little pinpointing tiny things. It's everything that's going on with you alcohol is affecting.
Yeah. And then we've got the intestines. So heavy alcohol intake can interfere with the absorption of vitamins and other nutrients in the gut, and this can lead to malnutrition. So, you know, when you sort of before you go out or when you wake up in the morning, you think, I just take my multivit.
Yeah,
but it's probably doing nothing.
Yeah,
because you've lost so many vitamins and minerals from your body from your drinking session. One little tablet ain't gonna do it.
Yeah, you need to be sober to repair yourself, basically. So these are not small issues. There are words like death, stroke, and dementia. I just wanted to tell you, Lucy, a very quick story about dementia, if I don't forget it. My mum and dad, they're big partiers, my parents. They're always the life and soul of the party. And, you know, there has been some Alzheimer's in my dad's side of the family. And once my parents were sitting down having a conversation about it, and they were just talking about what would they do if either of them got dementia or Alzheimer's. And they wanted to have that kind of end of life discussion. And my mum said to my dad, look, if I get really, really unwell and I'm not compos mentis and I can't work and function properly as a human being, you know, I want you to tell me that there's something wrong with me. If I'm having a moment of lucidity, I want you to say, look, Maureen, you're not well. And she said, I want you to give me a pill and I'll end it all. She was very dramatic about the whole thing because she just couldn't imagine living a life where somebody had to look after her. And my dad looked at her and went, you've got Alzheimer's. Oh, the swine.
Oh, I love it. That's brilliant. Well done to your dad.
I know. Well, it was a good line. Of course, she hasn't got Alzheimer's.
And he had the pill ready with a glass of water.
He's always got it ready, I think. Get rid of her at any moment.
On the top shelf in the kitchen.
Here you go.
Next to the casserole dish whenever it's needed. Yeah.
If you're questioning your relationship with booze, you're struggling to moderate, or your hangovers are causing anxiety, it might be time to reach out for some support.
Yeah, just talk to a mate about how you're feeling, contact a local doctor, find an AA or sobriety group. Vic's got one.
Yeah, just head to www.cuppa.community.
Remember, if you're questioning yourself, it might be time to seek support.
Even though this journey can be awkward, it is definitely worth it. And if you've enjoyed the Sober Awkward podcast, don't forget to review it, rate it, and share it with your mates.
Do they have to share it with their mates?
Yeah, of course they do. I'm not doing this for nothing, Hamish. Bloody hell.
How do they share it?
I don't know. Just write it on the...
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, as you probably know, my comedy memoir, A Thousand Wasted Sundays, is officially out. All my magnificent fuckuppery in one awkward hit. If you'd like to get your hands on a copy, it's now available from all good bookstores.
We always say all good bookstores, don't we? Yeah. Are there bad bookstores?
I don't know. It's probably ones with moody sellers.
Oh, yeah, really depressed librarian folks.
Yes, okay, yes, good, yeah. Good. So there are probably some, but we're only storing it in the good ones.
It's only made it into the goodies.
You can also get it from all good online retailers. The print version and ebook are out now, and the audiobook will be available in March. I've been writing my memoir for 5 years. It will make you laugh, cry and cringe, and hopefully inspire a few people to reconsider their relationship with booze. If you love the podcast, then I think you'll love the book, even if I do say so myself. Hamish has read it. What did you think?
I feel like I know a little bit too much about you now, to be honest, Vic. Look, I really loved it. It was hilarious and surprisingly moving, but I feel like I've seen you naked in a literary sense. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's worrying.
Yeah. From an emotional point of view, seriously, It wobbled my teeny weeny wooden heart, Vic.
Okay.
My teeny little wooden heart.
Well, his teeny little, his wooden heart is broken. Anyway, so if you do manage to get your filthy mitts on a copy, please do me a favour and head to goodreads.com and give me a review. Doing that will help me get it out there to those that need a bit of sober support. So there you have it. My story, unwanted warts and all. Come and get awkward with me.
Not to be too demanding or anything, but seriously, go and buy it
yeah,
now.
Yeah, go and buy it. Go and buy it right now.
Yeah, don't just tell your friends. Buy it and then buy your friends one or two.
Yeah, yeah, don't give them a copy. Yeah. Buy it, yeah.
And you know what? Don't be careful where you store it. If you lose it, you can always buy another
yeah,
five.
Yeah, buy another one.
Yeah.